Hello, a Crusoe eHerrycast. Hello and welcome to Herrycast, a regular roundup of school and community news from BHVC Primary with your presenters, Katie, Oscar, Daisy and Aslan.
Summer Term 2 has been really eventful and there's been so much going on in and around school. We can't wait to tell you all about it. So let's get on with the show.
In Year 6, we had an awesome time on our residential to the Gower, where we took part in rock climbing, archery, beechcraft, and mini medics workshops, and loads of other fun activities.
We also did climbing at Three Cliffs Bay and visited the RNLI lifeboat station in Mumbles to see the amazing work that they do, and presented them with a check for £300 that we raised in our school during our non-school uniform day.
Also, a special thanks goes to the Crossfield team for running all of the different activities. Diolch Vauer.
Year 1 next. And the children in both pink and purple class had an amazing time when they spent the day at Green Meadow Community Farm in Cumbran.
Cool. So what did they do there?
Well, firstly, they fed the goats and sheep, and apparently the little piglet escaped under the door. They also watched the cows being milked in the dairy shed.
After that, they all went on a bumpy tractor ride around the bottom part of the farm, where they saw more cows, sheep and pigs, before playing in the play barn.
After spending time with the smaller animals in the cattle corner, they planted lettuce and sunflower seeds to bring home and learnt about what they grow in the farm as part of the Year 1 topic.
Sailing next, and Year 6 have made quite a splash while completing the Youth Level 1 Sailing Qualification at Langdegford Reservoir.
So Katie, what did you think of the experience?
I really enjoyed it, and it was great to learn new skills and become more confident on the water.
Aslan, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree. We were allowed to swim in the reservoir and it was a lot of fun.
Recently, we again hosted an RVE event in collaboration with many other primary and secondary schools from across Torvine, who joined us to display and celebrate the work they have done around religion, values and ethics.
Our RVE ambassadors presented a range of their own work based around this year's theme, which was searching for meaning and purpose.
It was a big success and it was amazing to meet so many pupils from other schools and talk about the work they've produced.
It was also a great opportunity to share our learning with educators, residents, counsellors and representatives of local groups.
All of the pupils present received a participation certificate and we look forward to our school attending the exhibition again next year.
Also on the same day, several Year 5 and 6 pupils attended a mini Olympics event at Joel Treat Primary School.
Pupils competed against other schools from around Torvine in a series of events, including long jump, triple jump, sprint, obstacle course, shot put and javelin. Thank you to George Street Primary School for hosting the event.
Now, for something quite different, we started week 4 of the term with a puppet show and worship, which was delivered by a company called Puppets Aloud.
They used the puppets to bring stories from the Bible to life through songs and sketches. It was a lot of fun and everyone really enjoyed it.
And later that week, we also enjoyed a special worship with Nod for Church, who came in with visitors from Atlanta in the USA. It was a lot of fun and we played games and sang songs around the theme of Light of the World.
July the 1st was Move Up Day, where pupils got to experience what their new classes will be like, as well as meeting their new teachers ready for when they return to school in September.
Parent celebrations now. And in foundation phase, the pupils have enjoyed showing parents all of the amazing work that they have done throughout the year. And Year 2 also did a team building exercise, where families had to make towers out of spaghetti and marshmallows.
And Year 3's parent event featured a live P-Buzz performance in the school hall.
Okay, so what's P-Buzz?
Well, it's a plastic musical instrument that is a bit like a trombone. It has a sliding mechanism that enables you to play different notes. And it's great for introducing young people into music and playing other brass instruments.
Year 3 also delivered a presentation to parents as part of their enterprise project work, which was all about bees. They also made and sold wax melts as well as wildflower seeds and made a total of £400. Down, Paub.
In Year 5, pupils have been learning about the industrial heritage of this area, focusing on the ironworks and mining history, all around the topic theme of how Blaen Avon changed the world.
As a result of this, our school took part in the Welsh Heritage Schools Initiative, an annual event that celebrates the contribution that Welsh heritage has made to communities. The week was judged and our school was chosen as one of the award winners.
Some of our Year 5 pupils then travelled to the National Waterfront Museum in Swansea for the event, along with other schools from all over Wales.
A prize of £350 was awarded to the school by the Moondance Foundation, along with a certificate and a plaque.
Diane, and congratulations to everyone who was involved.
This term, pupils throughout the school have been developing their musical skills even further through the Rocksteady Band program.
The whole school watched and listened as several groups performed a short end-of-term concert. The bands featured pupils from Year 1 up to Year 6, and they played different rock and pop songs using a range of instruments.
Did you guys enjoy the performance?
Yes, it was fun. And it was great to hear all the songs and see everyone working together as a band and playing the different instruments.
Year 6 now, and we have been really busy since last term, rehearsing songs, scenes and dance routines for our end of year show. And this year we performed Aladdin.
We also had a great time creating the props, sets and special effects which help bring the story to life.
Finally, after many rehearsals, we performed the show to the whole school before a special double performance, both in the morning and evening for family members.
It was so much fun to perform and everyone enjoyed it. Also, we would like to thank all of the teachers and parents who helped create such an amazing experience.
Reception pupils had an amazing time at Raglan Farm Park, where they got to see llamas, sheep, donkeys and parrots, and then enjoyed a range of activities including zip wires, swings, slides, trampolines and a sandpit, as well as a ride on tractors.
It was a really warm day, so after a picnic lunch under the trees, everyone enjoyed an ice cream before the journey home.
Next up, Year 6 went on a visit to Aberystwyth School to see a live performance of The Wizard of Oz. They really enjoyed the performance and they also got to enjoy popcorn during the interval.
More parent celebrations now, and in Year 4 they presented all of the work that they have done throughout the year and also did Welsh food tasting as part of the event, including Barra Brith and Welsh cakes.
And in Year 5 they presented parents with a creative cafe which included a range of art activities to choose from.
A popular choice was the images of the miners created in charcoal. Pupils then had to instruct family members through the process of creating their own images.
In other news, Matthew from Torvine Libraries came into worship recently to tell us all about this year's summer reading challenge. This year's theme is Read to the Beat and celebrates creativity and self-expression through books, inspired by music, dance and storytelling.
This scheme encouraged children aged 4 to 11 to read or listen to 6 or more library books over the summer holiday period.
There are loads of freebies when you sign up, and those that complete the challenge will be entered into a free prize draw where one lucky winner will win a special prize. Head down to the Heritage Centre to find out more.
Year 5 enjoyed their end-of-year residential, which included gorge walking, canoeing, caving and rock climbing. During the experience, the pupils worked together in teams to build their own shelters and camped out in the school and grounds overnight.
Also, a special thanks once again to the amazing Crossfield team for running all of the different activities. Diolch yn fawr.
Okay, before we wrap up, let's take a quick look at the weather forecast as we head into summer break.
Friday will be warm and dry, with plenty of sunshine and a high of 26.
Saturday will be slightly cooler with a high of 24 degrees, but will remain sunny with a little cloud in places.
Sunday looks to be more of the same, but as we head into next week, the temperatures are set to rise a little, and it will remain sunny with a high of between 25 and 27 degrees.
That's the weather. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed listening to Heracast here at PHVC Primary.
We would like to wish everyone an enjoyable and restful summer break. And we would also like to wish Year 6 all the best as they leave BHVC to start their secondary education.
We'll be back with another episode soon as we go into our awesome one term. Thank you for listening to Heracast. Hoi alvau!